everyone, Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're starting What is the Christ? And I'm excited about this one, especially since, so we talk about Christ, we say, oh, A Course in Miracles is about Christ consciousness. So, it's nice that we finally get to, it's funny, it's only 271 days in, we finally can learn what is the Christ.
I know, isn't it something? I don't know. Like, I go back and forth. Sometimes I think, well, maybe part two should be part one. But I'm not going to tell Jesus how to write his book. I just feel like some of these terms, it's way, way into the year or into the journey through the lessons before we really understand what the terms are.
Maybe we're finally ready after 271 days.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that's the reason.
What is the Christ? Christ is God's Son as He created Him. He is the true self we share, uniting us with one another and with God as well. He is the thought which still abides within the mind that is His source. He has not left His holy home, nor lost the innocence in which He was created. He abides unchanged forever in the mind of God.
Christ is the link that keeps you one with God and guarantees the separation is no more than an illusion of despair, for hope forever will abide in Him. Your mind is part of His and His of yours. He is the part in which God's answer lies, where all decisions are already made and dreams are over. He remains untouched by anything the body's eyes perceive. For though in Him His Father placed the means for your salvation, yet does He remain the true self who, like His Father, knows no sin.
Home of the Holy Spirit, and at home in God alone, does Christ remain at peace within the heaven of your holy mind. This is the only part of you that has reality and truth. The rest is dreams. Yet will these dreams be given unto Christ to fade before His glory and reveal your holy true self, the Christ, to you at last.
The Holy Spirit reaches from the Christ in you to all your dreams and bids them come to Him to be translated into truth. He will exchange them for the final dream which God appointed as the end of dreams. For when forgiveness rests upon the world and peace has come to every son of God, what could remain to keep things separate? For what remains to see except Christ's face?
And how long will this holy face be seen when it is but this simple that the time for learning now is over? And the goal of the atonement has been reached at last. So, therefore, let us seek to find Christ's face and look on nothing else. As we behold His glory, will we know we have no need of learning or perception or of time or anything except the holy true self, the Christ whom God created as His Son. What is the Christ?
Lesson 271. Christ's is the vision I will use today. Each day, each hour, every instant, I am choosing what I want to look upon, the sounds I want to hear, the witnesses to what I want to be the truth for me. Today, I choose to look upon what Christ would have me see, to listen to God's voice, and seek the witnesses to what is true in God's creation. In Christ's sight, the world and God's creation meet, and as they come together, all perception disappears. His kindly sight redeems the world from death, for nothing that He looks on but must live, remembering the Father and the Son, Creator and creation unified.
Father, Christ's vision is the way to you. What He beholds invites your memory to be restored to me. and this I choose to be what I would look upon today. Lesson 271, Christ is a vision I will use today. What is the Christ? I love how this is skipping ahead because I know we like to go paragraph by paragraph, but skipping ahead.
I mean, I think a little overview is fine today.
Well, in paragraph 3, so we have this sentence, yet will these dreams be given unto Christ to fade before his glory and reveal your holy, capital S, so where that's where we say true self, the Christ, to you at last. So all this time, whenever we're reading A Course in Miracles, whether it's a text, the workbook, the clarification of terms, the manual for teachers, whenever we see that capital S self, that's when we know that's really speaking to the Christ that's in all of us.
Not individuated.
Right. It's not this individual true self. Like in the world and in like personal development, the industry we're in, we talk about, oh, we have to be authentic. We have to be our true selves. This is stepping beyond that. This is stepping beyond that in this true self, really the sonship that we all, where we're all really as we were created. Because I think there's a huge difference between, okay, I'm going to be my true self, my authentic, genuine self, and I am as God created me, or we are as God created us.
The one true self.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see that difference as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me, I've been reading a lot of different things. And lately I've been reading and listening to some Buddhist teachers. And it's very interesting to me how I think it's really valuable to go out and just read different philosophies and different authors. And it's not taking away from maybe what your belief system is. It's more, to me, it more enriches what you believe. And what I've been reading in Buddhism lately is about reincarnation. I always thought of reincarnation as I was reincarnating like this one individuated soul reincarnating over and over and over and over again.
So like there's the, so Annette is today, well, then you could be like a Susan or a Joe some other time or in the past or future.
Exactly. So, but it would be that same, what you would maybe call soul.
Mm.
And what the Buddhist teaching is opening me up to, which is actually seen in A Course in Miracles, but I didn't see it until I started reading more Buddhist things, is that really there is only the one true self, which is on every page of A Course in Miracles. There is the one true self. It's not an individual true self. So I don't go and, you know, oh, I'm searching for my true self. I'm not searching for my true self that is then just me true self. It is more I am searching for the true self of the sonship. The sonship as the true self, the Christ. I'm wanting to recognize the Christ that is the son of the sonship. And so I'm not a Buddhist, and so there's part of it that I think, okay, so how does this work then? So because Jesus in A Course in Miracles teaches that he actually is the part of the sonship or a part of the sonship that has awakened, and we have given this part of the sonship that name of Jesus. We've also given it that name as Buddha. Buddha was also someone who recognized the Christ. And there's also, I mean, multiple people who have realized who they truly are and understood that it's not an individuated self. It is the sonship. This is what all this is here, because Christ is God's son as he, God, created him, capital H, him, right? So it's that one true holy son of God. And there are multiple parts of the sonship, or what the Course would say, aspects of the sonship that has understood this. So it's not a journey that we take for ourselves. This is a journey that we're taking for the sonship itself. And for me, I think maybe it was how I was taking the message of religion for forever as like, I, as my individual self, would go to hell. I needed to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I had sinned in this certain way, and then I had to be saved. But it's the sonship that must be saved. And it's just, and must be saved is another way to say it is the sonship that must remember who it is. So it's, there's nuances there, but the nuances really are clarifying to me. And the longer I study the course, and, you know, I've always studied whatever I was studying and study other things at the same time. And that has really helped me. Does that make sense?
Well, it sounds like there's two parts to that.
Okay.
Or maybe more than two. So you have, does that make sense in the terms of when we're talking about the Christ, it's not this individual aspect. So it's not, oh, there's this Christ in Ada or this very singular personalized, individualized thing within me.
Yes, because where that gets to be important is we can get so stuck in our own personal journey. You know, I must reach enlightenment. I am trying to find my true self. I am XYZ.
I think also a big aspect of what you're just saying right there, oh, I, is then we'll meet people who seem like they got it all together, or maybe they say, oh, yes, I am, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I am enlightened. And then we project this specialness onto them, and they say, well, they got it, I don't. Where when we have this universal Christ, that's
which is what it is.
Which is what it is, and it's within all of us at all times. We're remembering that it's there. That's a different perspective, because it's not, oh, this one person is special. Maybe even if we meet someone or we watch a video or something, it's like, okay, well, they do have a lot of insight there. Maybe even a lot of knowledge because they put it into action. We can take that as, well, that's inside of me too. They almost become the proof of, oh, if someone else can get it, this is why I think about with even Jesus is like, well, if he can get it, so can I.
Well, he even told his disciples, everything that I've done, you can do and more.
Yeah. So it's like that becomes the proof of if someone else can do it, so can we. It's not it's not exclusionary. It's inclusive, because exclusion is there's only one and that's it. There's only special people who get it. And you know, there's a specific group, either I think I'm part of it or I think I'm not. Or, you know, then if on the outsider, other people think you're part of it or they think you're not. Where when we're talking about this capital S self is this universal Christ, it's in all of us. And if we, like I said, if we see somebody, then that shows it's inside of us too, and we can unlock that in ourselves. I like that so much more, because I don't really like any form of spirituality where it becomes truly exclusive. Either exclusive in the way of, well, we're the chosen people, you're not, or you have to advance up some, I don't know, tiered system where it's like, okay, you have to do some rituals, someone else has to approve you, and all, and then it becomes like, well, someone else is holding the key that unlocks the door to any kind of spiritual advancement. I want to just be able to have this personal experience that's true and resonates for me, that shows me the truth that's within me, that isn't based on someone else, isn't based on a book, isn't based on anything. It's more just this really personal experience that, and it's a personal journey.
And that's where I think our lesson led us today. What you're talking about here. So Christ is the vision I will use today, that personal experience there, right? And it's a choice. Each day, every hour, every instant, I am choosing what I want to look upon, the sounds I want to hear, the witnesses to which I want to be the truth for me. Really emphasizing the choice that we have in each moment. You know, like right before we sat down for the podcast, I said something to you that really, to me, it was more of a suffering sort of thought. You know, it was something that came into my mind as like, oh gosh. And then you asked me, how long do you want to suffer, Mom? How long do you want to suffer? And that's, then we sit down here and then that is the question here. How long do we want to suffer? And when the choice is up to us, you know, and it's in our mind, it's in our choosing. How long do you want to suffer, Mom? How long do you want to suffer? Because what was happening that I shared with you wasn't happening in this moment. Mm-hmm. It happened in my perception of the past.
Do you think that, do you know how there is like the bigger fish story? Like, oh yeah, I went out fishing and I caught, there's this huge fish I almost caught, but then like every year it gets even larger. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you think suffering can work the same way? Where there can be an event and no, it's not that great, but then the more we stew in it and the more we keep circling back, do you think that becomes this bigger fish?
Well, I think that they have proved that because we all have a negative bias when we're thinking about the past, especially something in the past that was more, doesn't have to be something really, really traumatic. Mm-hmm. It can just be, you know, unless it was just like the best day of your life, we're going to look back and our perception is going to be more negative. And we all have that negative bias to our past memories.
That's one thing I've noticed in myself, and I've been trying to counteract that, mm-hmm. by really trying to be honest about the experience and asking myself, well, was it all bad? Was it really that bad? And it, like I said, it doesn't mean there wasn't, you know, crap in there somewhere. But it also is, am I allowing the negative, maybe the negative moments to cover everything? Mm-hmm. Or can I just leave the negativity just within the negative moments and not let them color the whole experience?
I think that's so important on our road to happiness, because just like what happened to us right before we sat down for the podcast, I didn't have to, you know, I was on my road to negative town and then now I'm not,
yeah,
you know,
did a U-turn.
Yeah. I did a U-turn. How long do you want to suffer, Mom? How long do you want to suffer? Like, that was really helpful for me. And thank you very much for doing that, because that's an important question to ask ourselves, is like, how long do we want to suffer? And it could be about, you know, people in the past that did things that, you know, weren't kind, weren't loving, weren't supportive, or maybe that it was even violent, right? And if we're away from that now and we can choose, like the lesson is telling us, is Christ's is the vision I will use today. And Christ's vision, it says, today I choose to look upon what Christ would have me see, to listen to God's voice and seek the witnesses to what is true in God's creation. But then it goes on, in Christ's sight, the world and God's creation meet, and as they come together, all perception disappears. So all of this, like, I have right-minded perception, I have wrong-minded perception, it just becomes, we see as God sees. We see as love sees.
And it's so important to bring all of our little what is, and I'm going to say this every time I think we switch to a new what is, with us. And we bring all of our different lessons with us as well, because remember, all forgiveness is self-forgiveness.
Right.
So when we're talking about today, choosing what we want to see, that applies to us as well. So if we have this really negative view of ourselves, is that what we want to choose? Is that the perception that we want to continue with, especially knowing, taking all of our lessons with us, that that isn't the truth, the capital T truth. So what do we want to choose? Do we want to forgive ourselves for all we think we are? Or do we want to keep up that same negative bias on ourselves?
Yeah, that's the choice. And it is a choice. Father, Christ's vision is the way to you. What he beholds invites your memory to be restored to me. That's just what you're saying there. And this I choose to be what I would look upon today. So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 271. Christ's is the vision I will use today. See you tomorrow.
See you then.